Okay, so we'll begin a breath practice now on the soft belly breathing. And this will be a version that's about 20 minutes long. So before we start the clock, I'll just encourage you to get yourself settled either in a seated position on a cushion or a chair, or laying down if you prefer. If you're laying down, perhaps you can do the Shavasana position with the legs slightly splayed open or the feet slayed open and the arms laid at your side with the palms facing upward, eyes closed. If you're sitting upright, you can begin to get yourself adjusted in that posture so that you can maintain it for the next 20 minutes. So finding your sit bones and just sort of rocking back and forth on those. If you're on a chair that's soft, you might need to move forward so that you can find a place for those sit bones to rest beneath you. And notice if you're perhaps able to shift so that you can equally weight both of those sit bones so that you can sit upright and stack the vertebrae in a dignified posture. Imagining that maybe there's a weight tied to your tailbone, dragging or pulling you down into the earth. And then a string at the top of your head that's pulling the crown of your head upward so that it lengthens the spine. Dropping the shoulders back, resting the hands on the lap, either turned upright or down. And just relaxing and softening the hands, the posture of the hands now. The gaze should be about 3 or 4 feet in front of you, so you can drop the chin ever so slightly, keeping the length of the spine. And closing your eyes if that feels comfortable. And beginning to focus on the breath. And the sensations of the breathing through that soft belly. And we'll just ask that you come up with an intention for the practice today. And this can be as simple as, I want to feel calm, I want to relax, I want my body to be at ease, I want freedom from any tension. It could be a grander or more deep meaning, getting in touch with one's higher self or essence. So whatever comes to you today, just notice what that intention is. Okay, kind of lock it in the body. As an awareness of what you're trying to do here with this next 20 minutes. All right, we'll start the clock here for 20 minutes. Beginning to notice the breathing from that upright, dignified posture or laying down in Shavasana. Just begin to become aware of the belly breath, right? Initiating each breath from the belly button, pushing it out as far as it'll go and drawing the air up into the rib cage and then finally the upper lungs. It's as if you're inflating a balloon, starting at the belly and moving that balloon all the way through the lungs and ending at the top of the lungs right underneath the collarbones. That's going to cause the body to sway back just ever so slightly. And then on the exhale, we'll breathe as if you're squeezing the balloon from the top down. And that might cause you to roll forward ever so slightly, with the last place that's pushing the air out being the stomach and the belly button pulling in towards the spine. Once all the air is out, you'll breathe right from that spine, pushing the belly out and then expanding through the ribs and all the way up into the collarbones. Should be a good 4-second inhale, followed by a slight pause at the top of the inhale and then a long, slow exhale for another 4 seconds or so. And you might find the breathing lengthens over time as you become more relaxed and as the breathing becomes more soft. So noticing the sensations with an awareness, a mindfulness, an attention, without judging or trying to change anything. So I encourage you to sit with whatever comes up here for sensations. If it's uncomfortable, just know that this is for 20 minutes. Can you endure the slight discomfort? Either the body aches, maybe it's an uncomfortable sensation or emotion that starts to come up. Can we sit with it and just attend to it with curiosity without trying to change it or fix it or push it away? Whether that's hunger or the need to move a little bit or to itch something or adjust, just see how still you can sit, even in the face of something that might be a little uncomfortable. Likewise with our thoughts, just being aware that the thoughts are moving, It's not our intention here to stop thought. It's our intention to find when we have drifted away or been carried away by that thought. And as soon as we become aware of that thought, we notice it. Ah, our mind has drifted, and we bring it back. Okay? And you might find early on you do that every other moment. And that's okay, that's the nature of your mind. But you might find that over time, as you relax and settle in, that there's a pause or a break in between the thoughts. And meditation is when we notice we've drifted away, we catch ourselves in that drift, and we bring our mind back to the object of the focus, which in this case is the breath. Breathing through that soft belly. In our mind, like a sky filled with clouds, we're going to search for the clouds as we're on them, and then find the break in between the clouds. Find the empty space that allows us to see through the clouds and up into the spaciousness of space above. That's kind of like our mind. We're going to look for those gaps between the thoughts. The true nature of our mind is in the stillness. It's in the gap between the thoughts. So see if you can rest your attention in those spaces as well. So softening the breath, the belly, imagining that each breath you take can become more and more effortless and easy, flowing through that soft belly, all the way up to the top of the lungs, and then a nice long, slow exhale all the way down, drawing that belly button in toward the spine, and breathing out from the belly up. And I'll stay mostly silent now, chiming in at the 10-minute mark, the 15-minute mark, and at the end. So enjoy the stillness and the flow of the breath as you tune into your body and the sensations of the breath, and release any thoughts as they come up. So noticing now what's happening in your awareness, bringing any meandering thoughts back to the breath, and staying with the sensations in the body of the breath moving through that soft belly. Can you make the next breath twice as gentle as the one you just took? And you notice the gap between the thoughts, where there's just awareness, just sensation, just the sounds of everyday living going on around you in your space, without adding anything to it, without amplifying any sensations. Just notice. Notice the body breathing itself, making each breath effortless, not striving to make it happen, just let it unfold. It's a gentle awareness. And again, bringing your attention and your awareness back to the breath, no matter where it's just been. Deepening the breath, perhaps slowing it down even more. Really letting yourself experience the fullness of the breath, the stillness in the body, the quietness in between each thought. Being gentle with yourself as you drift off and come back to the breath each time. And letting yourself begin to really experience the sensation of mindfulness, of acceptance, of awareness. Each breath more and more relaxed. Each gap between the thoughts growing, expanding. Body loose, limp and relaxed, supported by that spine, the surfaces that you're laying or sitting upon. So wherever you are in your breathing, make this next inhale extra long and hold it at the top for a count of 4 seconds. And then allow a long, slow exhale to the count of 8 seconds. Long, slow, leaving everything out, pulling that belly button in toward the spine. And then letting the breath come back to a normal rate and rhythm as you begin to bring yourself back. And opening the eyes, noticing sensations, returning to your body, maybe wiggling the toes, straightening the legs, wiggling the fingers, and bringing your hands now up into the prayer mudra, or with your hands just on the heart center, one on top of the other, just kind of pushing lightly in so that you can feel that heart center opening. We want to recall now your intention. Just a simple question of, you know, how'd you do? How have you managed to meet that expectation or that intention that you had for this practice? And without any judgments, just notice how it feels now to have sat for 20 minutes, having set an intention and having met the intention, whatever way that unfolded today. Just be aware of what it feels like now as you return to your day. Begin to look forward to the rest of the day. And just nod your head for a moment. Bow it down just for a second. And this is for you. This is a bow and a gesture of gratitude and appreciation for yourself, for carving the time and for doing this, for honoring that part of you that wants to grow, for attending to the breath with an awareness and with a genuine desire to learn more about how to hold space of awareness as it moves from moment to moment. And I encourage you, as you move throughout the day, to bring conscious awareness to the breath here and there throughout the day. As soon as you are aware that you're breathing, take this next breath with that awareness, knowing that you are filling your lungs full with fresh air. Really grounding your awareness into your body, to the feet on the floor, on the ground, to the posture that you're holding. Maybe pulling and drawing your shoulders back and standing extra straight as you take a few cleansing breaths throughout the day with full awareness of the sensations of that breath. Honoring yourself for bringing your awareness into the moment. So until the next time, namaste.